Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and you're about to hear another episode of Treks and Sci-Fi, your bi-monthly, every other week dose of geeky goodness. Today is March 24th, right? March 24th. William Shatner turned 93 a couple of days ago. Hey, happy birthday, Captain. And wow, 93. Impressive. The show 9:30 for this week. It is, again, March 24th. We're getting we got some snow again the other day. We've had some nice weather here in Michigan, but it got snowy. And so it's, I feel like that new Ghostbusters, which I haven't seen yet, called Frozen Empire, is kind of appropriate because I guess the Northeast got slammed pretty good. We probably got about 4 inches, and a lot of it's already melting. And we're supposed to have a warm up a little bit this week, 50s, 60s. For some people, that might not seem like a warm up, but here in Michigan, we will take it and we love it. We're heading into spring and summer, which is my favorite time. And I don't like the winter and the cold. Anyway, so all morning today so far, it's about 10 o'clock here on a Sunday. I've been debating about what to cover. I keep promising and talking about covering Babylon 5, doing another show on that, even though I did one ages ago. But I haven't really had a chance to sit down with the Blu-ray set and give a few episodes a look, so I don't want to do that yet. I went back and forth on a lot of things, so I think what we're just going to do this week is kind of do a casual grab bag show that I like to call a grab bag show, where I'm going to talk about some recent things, maybe look at some stuff coming soon. I'm going to talk about, you know, what I'm reading in comics a little bit lately, other little things, some Star Trek stuff, Star Wars, we'll just chat and I'll maybe, you know, again, we'll talk about, you know, some upcoming stuff. I watched, for example, totally not sci-fi, but I watched that new Roadhouse movie last night with Jake Gyllenhaal. Lots of punching. So that's going to be the show for 9:30 today, for show number 9:30 here on Treks in Sci-Fi.
I'm Captain Kirk.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the winners of the 74th Annual Hunger Games.
We are the men in black.
I'm the doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Run for your life.
My name is Optimus Prime. I am the Futus of Borg. Resistance is futile.
Jedi's strength flows from the Force, but beware of the dark side.
Iron Man, that's kind of catchy. It's got a nice ring to it. I mean, it's not technically accurate. The suit's a gold titanium alloy.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
This is Rico. And you're listening to Treks and Sci-Fi. All right, folks, I am back. How's everybody doing? How's everybody been? It's been a couple of weeks, the last show. It's hard to believe the last show was only 2 weeks ago, but it was the show that I covered the Oscars, or I talked about, you know, this year was a bit of a rare year in that I'd seen half of the nominated films, and especially the big ones. And it looks like there were some big winners, a few surprises. I think I was predicted fairly accurately. I was a little surprised Emma Stone won, although I thought she did a good job in her movie. What was that called? Pretty Things? Is that right? I saw it. I don't know. For some reason, the name, I don't know if the name really fit the movie perfectly to me. It was a kind of a weird movie. Like I said, it was sort of a little bit of a Frankenstein kind of retelling in a way. Emma Stone was really good in it. Lily Gladstone, right, in the Killers of the Flower Moon thing, yeah, I think everyone had thought she was going to win. I think she did a good job. I think part of that fell into the, I think even though she was a significant character in that movie, which I did see Lily Gladstone I'm talking about, I think, you know, Emma Stone, you know, was in basically practically, well, not every scene in the movie she won for, but a lot. And she pretty much had to, like, she was dominated and carried that movie, obviously, essentially about her character. So I could see there's a, you know, that's a factor, I think, for sure. I think the awards went to what was pretty expected. Oppenheimer won quite a bit too. I read something like Christopher Nolan made basically like about $100 million between salary and profits and things on Oppenheimer. It's really amazing sometimes to me, and I know he directed it and I probably executive produced it and did other things, right? And was he involved with the screenplay maybe? I could look it up, but my point about all that is that, you know, what did that movie make at the box office? Like about $1 billion or something like that more. It's a big chunk of the movie, what it's made. And you know, and of course, all the other people got to get paid. And every movie theater that sold the ticket gets a little bit of the cut. And the studio gets money and all that. It's a pretty big whopping. It's kind of like a COC, you know, a head of a company. CEO or whatever, you know, chief executive, you know, like when you hear about some of these big people like an Elon Musk or whatever and the kind of money they make, even at some of the auto companies that I interact with and work with, I don't know why I'm going down this path. I was trying to relate to and sort of follow up my Oscar podcast since, you know, I put out the podcast before the Oscars, but simply put, you know, like everybody realizes these days, you know, some of these upper level people, you know, the amount of money they make versus all the rest of the people that work, it's a pretty big disparity. And it's, I don't know, we could do a whole thing about that. And that's not Treks and Sci-Fi. That's not what we're here for, right? So, but yeah, I think it was an interesting movie year. I don't know what's going to happen this year. I don't know, you know. We're not really yet being that affected, I don't think, by the strikes, you know. And my doggie's sitting here looking at me, so she's probably going to bark in a minute. Lynn is out. My wife is out at the store. So, I may run her upstairs and let her look out the front door, open the front door, the inner door. We're still going to get a fair number of spring, summer movies and things like that. I think into the fall and into, you know, 2025, you know, I think we'll start to see some lulls and a little impact from the strikes and everything like that. You know, I think their point is, I don't know how big this is going to be for a movie year coming. I don't have a list in front of me. Maybe I'll do that here some point in today's show, since it's kind of a grab bag thing about what are the big movies that are coming this year. You know, last summer we got a few movies that, you know, have to do follow-ups still too, you know, the Mission Impossible movie, the Fast and the Furious movie, which are, whether you like them or you don't like them, they're pretty big franchises and make a lot of money. But those, I think, are either being filmed or going to be filmed. I don't know, but we'll see what happens in the movie world, you know, at the theater. I haven't gone that much. I did actually, did I mention this on last podcast? I think I might have, because I think it was before the last podcast, but the local movie theater here, which maybe I didn't mention it, I don't know, was showing, I think it was the first week, and so, yeah, I think I have mentioned this, they were showing Raiders of the Lost Ark, so I went to see that at the local theater. That was kind of good. Oh, I know the last movie, yeah, the last big movie that I went to see was Dune 2, right? Dune, yeah. So, which I've talked about before, but hang on, I'm going to take a short break. I probably won't even slip anything in here. I'm going to do something with the puppy and I'll be right back. All right, here I am back. I think I'm going to run down the upcoming movies just briefly. I usually do a video podcast in the spring, probably in another, maybe sometime later in April, I'll do that. But we'll run down what I'm seeing here. It looks like maybe the little bit of the strike is impacting things a little, I guess, in terms of what was they were expecting to come out this month. Sorry, not this month, this year, and versus either later in the year or next year, that kind of thing. Okay, but let me talk about a couple of things that I've seen recently. I did see Madam Web. It was like not a whole lot happens in the movie, truthfully. I guess a slight spoiler review, but it's basically, you know, her learning about these powers or gifts that she has, but also while protecting these other younger women that are being pursued by this bad guy who has spider-like powers. Looks a lot like Spider-Man anyway. Yeah, but it's just like, it just goes from kind of one little set piece to another of like, oh, the guy's going to almost get him. Oh, then he doesn't. And then, it's like, it's just, you don't really get to know her very much as a character, I'd call it like flat. It was just not, you don't really get all that. This is just all my opinion. You don't really get drawn that much into, you don't really, the characters, you don't really care about them that much. Honestly, there's nothing to really grab onto to, like make these characters, somebody that you want to root for in a way. It was just flat and just kind of ordinary and nothing, very forgettable. And I know a lot of people ripped on it, but a lot of people who ripped on it didn't even see it. So I chose to wait, and I'm not it, I've seen much, I've seen worse movies. I mean, but it was just, I would just wonder, like, what are you guys thinking here with this? There's just, I think, a little bit better script, and I don't really, this is going to sound whatever, but Dakota Johnson, I've seen her in a couple things, but she doesn't really do much for me as an actress. I don't know. She's not all that charismatic, I don't feel. She's just kind of, the only word I can say is she's kind of boring. She's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. And then I'm reading all these things that are popping up online, and she's making all these comments about, I shouldn't have done it, and it was a bad experience. And she's sort of an odd duck. She doesn't really, at least in the interviews and the stuff that I read, she doesn't do herself any favors, because she comes off as kind of, kind of a stuck up kind of, well, I'm not going to say the word, but it starts with a B and ends with a CH, Rico. Whoa, Rico. But I mean, she just does not come off as a very nice person, not somebody you want to sit down and like have a meal with or a drink with or talk to or whatever. She just, I don't know what to say. And that's just some skewed perspective of things you read online. And who knows how much is completely, out of context, maybe if you got a chance to talk to her, but I don't know. I'll throw it a different way. Like Katie Sackhoff, which everybody knows who listened to this podcast, is my, kind of my celebrity crush, but basically, like, every time you see her, whether she posts a little video on Instagram or she's at a convention, she just seems so nice and sweet and genuine and down to earth. And yeah, I don't know. She just seems like, and she does good work. She's fun to watch in the stuff that she does in movies and TV things. So it's a night and day comparison. She has a lot more personality and charisma than Dakota does, Dakota Johnson. And it's just, you can't make that up. That's the person is, right? So I everybody is who they are and everything. But if you're an actor, you need, what do they call it over the years? I don't know if it's still, this is what they call things, sort of the it factor a bit. I don't know. I don't know. And then you always hear these stories about certain actors being hard to work with and junk like that. But anyway, Madam Web, not that good. I mean, you know, see it if you want, if you're interested. I mean, you should certainly make up your own mind. I haven't seen anyone, literally anyone, though, who has seen the movie and like, oh, that movie was really good. You know, I've not seen one person say that. And I follow a lot of websites and nerd places, hangouts on Facebook and other areas, and I haven't seen anybody do that. Now, counter to that, like the, you know, everybody wanted to rip into that Marvel's movie with the three Marvel Captain, you know, Captain Marvel and company, we'll call it. But there were a lot of people, and I was one of them, that I thought that movie was fun and was, you know, I'd watch it again. And it, you know, there were a lot of people ripping into it, but a lot of those people still hadn't seen the movie. But I know a lot of people that saw that movie and still enjoyed it, versus Madam Web, which, like I said, I don't think anyone enjoyed that movie really that much. So I saw that. The other movie that I watched recently that's a sci-fi-ish type movie is I watched the this movie Spaceman on Netflix, right? That's on Netflix. Yeah, with Adam Sandler. He's pretty much the guy in the movie. He's an astronaut out there investigating this weird phenomenon out past like around Jupiter in the solar system. It's a weird movie. I'll get, you know, and you could kind of tell that maybe from the previews for it and stuff, but I liked it. It's very psychological. It's very serious. There's a few funny moments, but it's not, you know, people, you know, it was it's a phrase of, you know, where people say, you know, oh, here's an Adam Sandler movie, and he makes a lot of comedies, of course, right? It's not at all like a typical Adam Sandler movie. And he's done some serious movies before. Didn't he do that movie called, I think it was called Punch Drunk, I think, or Punch Drunk Love, maybe? But yeah, I mean, I think he's a good actor. I think he has some good chops. And, I mean, he does those movies with Jennifer Aniston, pretty much, you know, they always almost seem married. That's his like work wife, but those movies have drama and comedy, but I think they're a little more comedic, but I think he's a good actor. And, this movie though, I would definitely, if you're a sci-fi, you know, fantasy type, you know, nerd person, I would check it out. I think it's worth watching. I think this movie would be a movie that some people are not going to like. I'll just say the ending's a little strange. I'll just put it that way. I know there have been some things online, and I haven't looked at any of them yet because it's still been sort of rolling around in my mind. But there have been some articles online. Let's just put it this way. They said, hey, let me explain the movie Spaceman. It's, you know, there have been movies like this over the years, right, that there are certain screenplays, writers, directors, whatever, that they do like, you know, some of them do like making movies that have like, that don't lay it all out there for you, right? They don't tell you everything. It's not a paint by numbers, you know, you don't need a playbook to figure it out. But Spaceman's not quite like that. So I just enjoyed the experience of it. I just found it very engaging and interesting. So check that out. When you get a chance, Spaceman, probably I would check it out before Madam Web, but that's up to you. So, and what else? Let's see what else. I mentioned at the very beginning of the show today that I watched, not sci-fi, but I watched Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, I've seen the original Roadhouse, you know, a classic, you know, it's just, even though it's kind of goofy, you know, really. This movie is not at all like that movie, really. It's about a bouncer kind of guy who ends up at this very, you know, this bar that's having a lot of troubles. That's where the two really, you know, overlap, and that's about it. I think it was okay, the Jake Gyllenhaal. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is somebody also who's fun to watch. He plays this character, you know, that's, he's got a lot of psychological, you know, just baggage. That's the way to say it. And it's a bit goofy. You know, I watch these movies, you know, a movie like this. You have movies out there where like it, let's throw John Wick out there. That John Wick, you know, John Wick movies, they're so over the top a bit of, like, can somebody really take that many hits and stuff? Well, this movie kind of falls into that category. It's like, can really, can one person, I don't care how tough you are, I don't care how good a shape you're in, how good you can fight, the body can only take so much abuse, right? It's like, how many times can you get punched in the head and just keep getting back up? I don't know. Not as many as these movies show, for sure. So, but you got to kind of get past that a little bit, right? And if it was just one or two hits and then that's it, you know, or even four or five or whatever. And we're not talking about boxing even, where, you know, you're wearing gloves and all this and have some protection on and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah. So, and my doggie is woofing. I don't know if she needs to go out. I left her upstairs, and so I may have to take another short break. Probably will here. We're about 20 minutes in. But anyway, Roadhouse. It's on Amazon, so it's basically, you know, if you have Amazon Prime already, then it's basically free. Technically not free because you're paying for Amazon Prime. I always like to point that out. And boy, I'm getting kind of annoyed. It started out kind of slow, but now they're creeping in more and more. Although Roadhouse, they threw a few ads up at the beginning of it, and then during the movie they didn't. Watching a television show with ads is much easier to deal with than watching a movie with ads. I've talked about this before, I know, but man, watching a movie with ads in it is painful now, right? I can handle a TV show just because I grew up on watching regular TV with commercials and stuff, and there's usually very, very distinctive commercial breaks. I mean, think about even the original Star Trek series, or Next Generation, or really pretty much every Star Trek series, even the current ones. I swear that they're building in sort of places where they would, you know, well, if you have the ad version of like Paramount Plus, which I currently do actually have, that's something that, you know, they basically, I mean, in related to the story, it's not like there's just a commercial all of a sudden, the guy's basically mid sentence talking and then they throw in a commercial. Like I've mentioned this also before, when they show Doctor Who, although it's going to be on, I guess, Disney here, Disney Plus, here in the US, but it used to be on what's called BBC America here. And my goodness, they would throw commercials at the weirdest places during Doctor Who. Because I know that they don't, I think in the UK, I don't think it's shown that way. You guys have the way you structure your television and so on. I think they show ad breaks like between shows. They don't really show them during the shows themselves. So it's very disconcerting when, you know, Doctor Who on BBC America would just, here's a commercial and here's a commercial. And I have this TiVo and I could skip through the commercials quickly. You know, I have to push a couple buttons, but it still was just very, very, it just messes up the flow of the show, right? So, what else? I thought there was something else I was going to mention about something, another thing that I've seen recently that I wanted to talk about. Oh, Halo. That's what it was. Yes, Halo. So season 2 of Halo, which I know just finished up Thursday, so I won't say too much. I know this series is not something everyone seems to be liking exactly. I think the people who are heavy into the games, I'm going to make some general comments that they're not super thrilled with the show. I enjoy it. I mean, there isn't another sort of, it is sort of an Aliens, the second Alien movie. It's kind of this military against these creatures or, you know, things. And it's this Starship Troopers kind of a thing in a way, you know, with the, you know, sci-fi slash military. And they wear these armor, you know, jumpsuit kind of things that allow them to, they're enhanced people to begin with, but then they kind of do even more once they're win the suits. And obviously the suits protect them as well. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Season 2 had its ups and downs. There's a lot of things going on. I feel like for 8 episodes, I think it was 8 episodes, not a ton happened. I mean, some things, obviously, things happen, but it went by the end kind of in a weird way that I didn't quite expect. It certainly is no by no means finished or complete. I don't know if there's going to be another season. I don't know if I don't think they've been renewed officially yet. I'm not quite sure how it does in the ratings. I know it's got, you know, some hefty people behind it, like Steven Spielberg, I think, is one of the executive producers. So I'm kind of hoping I do hope that we get more, that there's another season. Maybe they can kind of wrap things up a little bit more. This season was felt very middle, like middle movie or middle of the story kind of a thing. I think we need definitely another one to at least get us to a point where, okay, that's a pretty cool overall show that people can watch on, you know, streaming for years or whatever. And it's always tricky, you know, this happens a lot where series, of course, you know, end before they really are finished. You know, it's very good. I would say, I've talked about it, but that Manifest show, I was very happy with when NBC dropped it, that Netflix picked it up and finished it off. I feel like that show kind of wrapped up pretty good. I don't think they needed two more seasons of whatever, if they called them seasons, I don't even know, but they did a whole 20 more episodes. I think they could have cut that in half. I think they actually, surprisingly, you would think when they would pick up a show, want to finish it off, they wouldn't drag it out, but I think they kind of dragged that ending out. I was kind of happy with the way it ended. I thought it was pretty cool the way they wrapped that up at the end. I was very, very worried that the ending wouldn't satisfy me, but I actually was pretty satisfied with the end of Manifest. But I think they went a little too far, too long with it. I think they had a lot of episodes they could have just kind of streamlined things. But anyway, yeah, Halo, again, I liked it. I mean, I'd be interested in what people have to say. TrekSF@gmail.com if you ever want to email me. By the way, patreon.com/treksinscifi if you want to support the show. And I am going to take a break. When I come back, I'll run down what's coming out in the next year. Well, not quite the whole year, but the rest of this year, we'll say. See what we are looking forward to. Talk a little bit about Star Trek, Star Wars. There's some things going on there. And we'll keep going with this grab bag show of Treks in Sci-Fi. Be back in a few.
Give me the loving!
Where did he come from?
I don't know. He sort of popped up at the right moment. And then he spoke about time travel.
Ruby,
you want to know my secret?
I have the whole universe at my fingertips.
And I'm all on my own. I'd love it if you came with me.
Who are you?
I'm the Doctor.
Damages me!
It's called the TARDIS. It's a time and space machine.
Is it safe?
No idea.
What if I change history by stepping on a butterfly?
Well, that's not gonna happen, is it?
Oh!
What's wrong?
With all my adventures,
never seen anything like this before.
Oh my, Bridgerton! This place is completely mad.
Things seem to be turning more and more supernatural.
Is that monster?
No, don't be silly. There's no such thing as monsters. It's just creatures you haven't met yet.
There are powers beyond the universe, so vast.
The whole world could slide into the pit. This is what we're trying to stop.
I'm still her mom. I need to know she'll be okay. You'll keep her safe?
I will keep her safe. I promise.
It's taken me all this time to change it. To realize what I'm here to do. I'm gonna save the world.
Everything is possible. Everything is possible.
Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
All right, I'm back. Had a lot going on the last few. Took the dog for a walk. A Girl Scout came to the door with our Girl Scout cookies. It's been like practically an hour since I paused this. I decided to play, though, the trailer that just came out this week, I think, for the new season of Doctor Who, which looks fantastic. I'm really excited by the new Doctor. I'm excited by what they show in the trailer. The new companion looks great, even though it's still weird to me that she's only going to be there for one series season, right? From what I've heard. For some reason, I haven't even heard why. But yeah, Doctor Who, new season. There's quite a bit of good new TV coming in the next few months. So a quick rundown of that. At the beginning of April, first week of April, April 4th, at Thursday, I think, we get the season 5 start of Star Trek Discovery. Doctor Who begins in May, like May 10th, I think it was. Yeah. And they just showed this trailer just this week for The Acolyte, a new Star Wars series, and that starts in June. So bang, bang, bang. And I know there's another show that I'm looking forward to, I think, that starts in there somewhere too, as far as sci-fi and fantasy. I think it's something in April. I think it's around the same time, April, May. Why can't I think of what that is? Maybe it'll come to me before the show's over. But yeah, a lot of good TV series showing up here soon. We've also got The Boys, if you're interested in that. I think that starts also in June or July. So I know it's sort of a summer series, or at least kind of has fallen that way. But yeah, lots of good stuff. Really looking forward to Doctor Who, like I said. The Acolyte looks good, although people are already like, man, it's just being ripped into her. Like, why? I love anything about the Jedi. So, you know, give me a show about the Jedi. And this is set at roughly, I think, supposed to be something like around 100 years prior to the Force. What did I say? I was going to say The Force Awakens, but no, The Phantom Menace, I think, or before A New Hope, or roughly 100 years before everything that we've kind of seen in the movie so far, give or take a few years. So there will be nobody that, you know, we know really, right? I guess Yoda could pop up, possibly, right? And I'm trying to think of what else we could see. How old's Jabba? I don't know. But yeah, and the droids, maybe? I don't know. I didn't think about that one. 3PO, R2, possibly. But they don't show any of that stuff. It looks like it's mainly focused on the Jedi fighting some big bad. And it really can't be the Sith, right? Because they've been gone for a lot longer than that when they pop back up in The Phantom Menace, right? So it's, So I don't think they're fighting the Sith, right? At least that's my Star Wars knowledge and history. Who knows? All right. By the way, totally well related to kind of what we're talking about, I need to watch that movie Argylle. I see it's finally on video streaming. I think it's going to be on Apple TV soon too. That's the one with Henry Cavill and a great cast. I never got out to the theater to see it. I don't go to the theater quite as often as I used to. For example, the new Ghostbusters came out and I haven't seen it yet. I might just go to my local theater. I'm hearing mixed things about it. The biggest thing I'm hearing, and again, it doesn't stop me from seeing things. I've never been the biggest Ghostbusters fan. It's for some reason, it's a franchise. I know some people just adore it, especially like the first movie and maybe the first, second, you know, the first and the second movies. But I've liked it. It's okay, but it's never, I like those actors and all. But what I'm hearing about the new movie that people seem to be talking about is just there's too much in it. Too many people, too many things going on. I kind of understand that. I mean, you're bringing back the old cast pretty much, the ones that are still here with us. The new cast that they did with the last movie, I mean, that's a lot going on. I don't know. I'll watch it. I might go to the local theater to see it. It's only $5 there sometime this coming week. But anyway, let us run down, like I have said, I want to run down briefly what's coming into movie theaters. Some of this stuff is not theaters, but some is and isn't. I'll mention a few things that are not, but I'll stick to mostly movie theater release stuff. The big one next weekend, here's your Easter movie. It's Kong, or Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. That's in next Friday, comes out here. What else? And I'm not going to obviously go through what we've already had. Luna's coming down here. So, hi, Luna. So that's our doggie, our big golden retriever, the big, our big menace. She's a big puppy. She's a little more than a year old, and she's going to speak here in a second, I think. She doesn't do the word speak yet, which is just as well, because she barks enough anyway. But all right, let us, Rebel Moon, the part two of that is on Netflix. That's not theaters, obviously. That's April 19th, same weekend. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is in theaters. That's the one with Henry Cavill. It's not really sci-fi, I don't think. I think it's set during World War II, I think. Not quite sure. I'm running down this list on EW, Entertainment Weekly, which doesn't do a magazine anymore. Like, nobody does. But this is where I'm getting the list. There's a few of them out here. Yahoo's got one. Time Magazine's got one. All right, so moving on. I'm not going to mention movies. I don't really know the names, what they are, because maybe some of them. There's one called Unsung Hero in April 26. I don't. That one's not ringing any bells for some reason. May 3rd, The Fall Guy, which is that one with Ryan Gosling, which is. I mean, it's pretty. I think it's a kind of a nerd thing. Oh, here's one I'm interested in because I do like a Pop-Tart now and then. This is on Netflix, though. Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story. That's on May 3rd. Something called Cuckoo. That sounds animated to me. That's May 3rd. I mean, you know, the beginning of May used to be Marvel's spot, but we're getting no Marvel there this year. Moving on. There's a movie, If, which is for Imaginary Friend. That's May 17th. Something called The Strangers Part 1 is May 17th also. Then the big Memorial Day weekend for the U.S. at least. You get a movie, the Furiosa movie. That's the Mad Max kind of prequel to the last one that they did. That I'm sure I'll see and looks good. The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, yet another Planet of the Apes movie. I thought that franchise was done. I guess not. I've enjoyed those, but my goodness, they're kind of, I don't know, they've become kind of forgettable to me. The original movies, the original group of movies, I know pretty well. But the newer ones, I really like the first one, actually, quite a bit of the new franchise. And then they've sort of diminished as time has gone on. I just like the idea that that's when, you know, he gets the ape and they're kind of a little learning and it's I don't know. There's something kind of very interesting and sort of charming a bit in that first one. But sometimes first movies are always going to – it's very hard to top sometime. Something called The Watchers on June 7th. What's that about? I can't remember. All right. Moving through June. June looks kind of – weak to me as far as there's A Quiet Place, another one, A Quiet Place Day One. You know, I still haven't seen any of those movies. I still have not seen any of the Quiet Place movies. I feel like I should. So July 3rd for the July 4th holiday here in the U.S., the Despicable Me 4 in theaters, the Beverly Hills Cop Axel F movies on Netflix then. July 19th, Twisters, the new Twister follow-up from, when was Twister? In the late 90s, right? So here almost 30 years later, about. Probably one of the biggest ones for the summer will be, that one will probably be big, but then just a week later, there's another Transformers movie coming? Oh my goodness, I had no idea. Transformers High Moon, that's also July 19th. And I'm going to go take care of Puppy here for a second. We'll continue with Deadpool 3, which is July 26th in theaters. Maybe I'll slip in the trailer for that here while I take a break and take care of the dog here for a second. So, yeah, Deadpool 3, July 26th in theaters everywhere.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, okay.
It's been a challenging few years, for sure, but I'm happy. That is because of each and every one of you. I'm the luckiest man alive.
Make a wish, buddy.
Wade Wilson?
Who's asking?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Is that supposed to be scary? Pegging isn't new for me, friendo, but it is for Disney.
Mr. Wilson, you appear to have soiled yourself while unconscious.
I wasn't unconscious. Who are you? Why am I here?
Walk with me.
Wait.
You are special. This is your chance.
To be a hero among heroes.
I smell what you're stepping in, Sensei. Your little cinematic universe is about to change forever. I'm the Messiah. I am Marvel Jesus.
This part.
Wait!
Don't just stand there, you ape. Give me a hand up. Nope, I'm actually okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just Ryan Reynolds, that guy, I'll tell you, it just, he, you know, I was talking earlier about sort of like who you like to watch. I could literally watch Ryan Reynolds butter toast. I mean, he's just so fun. And it isn't just in when he's in Deadpool. I mean, I've watched him in even more serious movies and, you know, it's just everywhere in between. He's just great. And you got Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine. And, you know, it's called Deadpool and Wolverine. By the way, of course, this past week, we brought back, or they brought back, not we. I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm happy they did. But X-Men 97. Yes, the new animated Marvel series, picking up right after the very beloved, beloved? Which way do you say it? I don't know. The very... The show that everyone loves about the X-Men animated show that was in the 90s, they bring it back, and it's on Disney, and it's great. I mean, they did two episodes so far, released them, and yeah, so much fun. A lot of the voice actors are back. The ones that they are not back are, I mean, the voices sound great to me. The animation looks good. You know, they've modernized it a little, but they still kept it kind of like the old one. And of course, this is now in HD. It's not, you know, so that's a big difference. Everyone brings up, you know, the sort of roughness of the old animation. You also have to keep in mind, it's 480p. It's not HD even, folks, too. So keep that in mind a little bit. And it was a Saturday morning TV cartoon that, you know, it was great. They did a fantastic job with the stories, very much, you know, pulling them from the comics, very much like the comics. They didn't change a ton. So people like me who read X-Men, who, you know, was one of my favorite comics forever, and it's really waned. In my opinion, it's not really been that great over for a long time. And I think it's maybe, I mean, they're sort of rejiggering the comics now, rebooting it, people call it, or whatever you want to call it. But the show is so, everyone loves it. Comic fans love the X-Men animated show, and to bring it back was, I never thought that would ever happen. It really didn't. But yeah, that's really good. If you're an X-Men fan, you should be watching that on Disney. You should, I'm sure you know about it if you're an X-Men fan. All right. So we get that on July 26th, then moving into August looks a little weak. There's something called Speak No Evil. I'm sure that's kind of a horror type movie. Borderlands in theaters August 9th. Why did I think Borderlands was going to be on like Amazon Prime or something like that? Did that change? I don't know. This here's a pretty biggie. I think it could be potentially. There's a new Alien movie coming. What was the official title of it? I don't know. Doesn't matter that much. But on this list, they just called it Untitled Alien Movie. But they released a little teaser for that this week. Looks good. Looks very much like the first Alien movie. That's on August 16th. And we have the delayed Kraven the Hunter, which, again, from Sony, using all the Spider-Man ancillary characters in movies. I mean, I don't know. Will I see it? Probably. In the theaters? Probably not. But they changed the character a lot. The same thing they did, that was another thing, you know, not to rip into Madame Web even more, but that Madame Web in that movie is nothing like the comic book character at all. I mean, completely different. So And again, I'm okay when they change a few little things and stuff. I already talked about some of, you know, what I didn't care for, what they did with Dune 2 and Chani's character especially and stuff from the book. I can handle a bit, but I don't know. Sometimes they go too far and it just loses. It loses what I like about the whatever it is, the comic, the book, whatever. You know, people would say, oh, you know, that's just you. You can't handle change. I'm like, no, it isn't that. Is the change better? Do I like it more? And it's what everyone always has to keep in mind when people say, oh, you know, when people don't like when they do that is we get used to things. It's like when they change, you know, the gender of characters these days around or the race of characters. It isn't so much that I can't handle change, but when you've read like I've read comics since a long time, 40 plus years. Okay. So when you've read something that long, you get a very, very clear picture of what a character is like, what they look like, what they sound like, even in your head a little bit. And then when they change it, it's hard. It's very hard to deal with. It's very hard. It isn't something, you know, that you just picked up and you read, you know, like if you read a book, one book, just a single book, and then they do a movie about it. I mean, that's a little different than reading a comic series forever. It was even like when they did some of the newer Trek stuff, especially like when they did the JJ movies, even though I enjoy those and I think they did a really good job, you know, with recasting and what they tried to do there. And it was quite a bit different than, of course, the original series, a lot different. But it was interesting, right? I think those characters were still charismatic. I think the actors were really fun to watch. And so, yeah, Madame Web, not so much. All right. Next, let's see, moving on, something called an Untitled Monkey Paw Horror Project, September 27th. You know, once you get into like August, September, the movies kind of die down. A fairly big one probably for October. I don't think I'm going to see this in the theater. I may never even watch this because I was one that didn't really care for the first one that much. The Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. They're doing a second one, right? October 4th, Joker, Folie à Deux or something. I don't know how you say that. It's French. Folie à Deux? I don't know what that means. I should look it up. But I don't care. So the big thing about this one, it seems to be touted, is that Lady Gaga's in it, right? I don't know. Is she playing Harley Quinn? I don't think she's playing Harley Quinn, right? I mean, you always associate the Joker with Harley Quinn as far as the female, you know, his female companion character. So they're doing a new Wolfman movie, October 25th. Know nothing about. And another Venom movie. Yes, Sony's back again. Venom, The Last Dance. Well, that's kind of fitting because they don't need to do any more of those. The last one, yeah, not so great. What else? Not much. I've heard about this. It's not really sci-fi or fantasy, but Gladiator 2, they're doing a Gladiator follow-up. I mean, if you've seen that movie, you're like, how do you do that? Because of things that happened. For Christmas time, Mufasa, The Lion King, Nosferatu, Sonic the Hedgehog, what is this? The Lord of the Rings, The War of Rohan? What is that? Is that animated? December 13th? All right, let me take a pause here. I got to look up that thing. All right, I kind of thought that it was this, but it's animated. But it's using some of the actors doing some of the voices from the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy by Peter Jackson. I'll read you the little blurb of this. This is an upcoming fantasy film directed by Kenji Kamiyama. Terrible. Sorry, folks. From a screenplay by Phoebe Gittins, blah, blah, blah. I'll just kind of go through this quick. New Line Cinema's involved. Animation with Solo Entertainment. Sola Entertainment, not Solo. A prequel set 261 years before the events depicted in the 2001 Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring. So around 200 years before the events of The Hobbit. It stars Brian Cox as Helm Hammerhead, a legendary king of Rohan. Also stars Miranda Otto is back, reprising her role as Eowyn from the live-action Lord of the Rings trilogy, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, huh. Yeah, so that's something. I hadn't heard about that. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't remember. So that's December. So that's kind of a rundown. I mean, there's some good stuff in there. Obviously, Deadpool's a biggie to me for the list that I went through. I think that's going to be great. That Furiosa movie is probably going to be good, and a lot of people see that. I mean, I'm not that into the Mad Max franchise. Some people seem to really go crazy for that. It's kind of, it's okay. Something called The Watchers in June. I mean, I skimmed over that one. The Watchers in June 7th. Don't know about that. There's quite a few here that I don't really have a lot of detail on yet, but I figure if they're big sci-fi things, we would know about it. So I would say, you know, kind of a weaker than normal summer, spring movie time. I mean, they had an Alien movie looks good too. Like I said, I will probably run down them again in another month or two, maybe early May even, when we get closer to the movie season, and maybe we'll learn more about some of these things. But yeah, it's always fun. I don't go, like I said, to the movies as much. Things come out and streaming so fast. But so glad I didn't see Madam Web. I keep bringing that up. Sorry, Madam Web. Sorry, not sorry. Is that one whole word? So, yeah. Well, we're almost at an hour. We're getting close to an hour, so I'll probably wrap this up. Well, there was something else I was going to bring up. Couple things, yes. Well, we already ran down what's coming out on TV soon, so that's good. I don't think I said this before. Maybe I did. It's so hard when I have a two-week gap. I'm still getting used to a two-week gap in podcasting, but I'm going to be at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con again this year. I got my press pass renewed, which was nice, and yeah, so I'll be there the whole time. I got to make arrangements, of course, still for flights and hotel. Hotels are weird for Comic-Con. I mean, it's just insane. But I was pretty okay with last year's. I was way far away from the con, but it was still on one of their bus routes, and it really was pretty convenient. It really wasn't bad. Honestly, if you can't stay really close to the con, any hotel that's near any of the bus routes, and they do some pretty good busing of people there. I've said it before, you know, I used to, way back before I started going to San Diego, I used to be fearful and thinking it was just a madness. It is kind of madness, but they handle the people and everything much better than other smaller cons do, because they've just gotten used to it and they know what they're doing. I mean, there are definitely times where it gets crazy crowded, but I think for overall, I wouldn't keep going back even with a press pass and all that if I wasn't enjoying it. And I mean, it's tiring. It's a lot of walking around and a lot of people and a lot of things, but it's still fun. Still a ton of fun. Good to see everybody when I go there and that. And yeah, so that's coming up, and that's probably going to do it for this week, folks. I hope you enjoyed this kind of a grab bag show, just talking about recent things, what's going on in the sci-fi and nerd world of, but we've got some great stuff coming on streaming services. I know I'm getting more annoyed by, you know, the more ads they keep slipping into all these. Paramount Plus now has got ads. They all basically have an ad version and a non-ad version, and it's kind of a trick. I may switch the Paramount Plus to a non-ad version because I hate watching Star Trek. You know, when the new Discovery season starts, I'll really hate watching that with ads. but yeah, so that's the deal. That's what you got to do, you know, if you want to do it. Yeah, it's yeah, maybe I'll just buy a month worth of ad free or something, and then go back or 2 months or whatever it is for the number of episodes. I think it's 10 for the final season. So, all right, everyone, hope everyone's doing well. Hey, happy Easter if that's something you celebrate or whatever else you might be celebrating soon. Have a good time. I'm looking forward to next weekend. Actually, I'll probably take an extra day or two off work and spend a little more time with the family and got some things to do and always things to do, of course. But yeah, take care of yourselves, everyone. I'll talk to you again in about 2 weeks. Bye.
This has been a Rico Dosti podcast production.